Welcome back to the Press Box and our weekly racing preview show hosted by my great friend, Dave Baker. Dave, take it away.
Gainer, great to be with you today. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. We are getting closer and closer to Derby the way it was meant to be, Gene. Another great Derby prep this weekend. Small field and everybody going to try to take a run at Concert Tour in the Grade One $1 million Arkansas Derby.
You know, Buzzy, I think we're at that time of year now where it's we're getting to the short ropes. And, you know, this is the last major prep for the Derby. The Lexington Stakes is Grade Three. It's also today. But really, the Arkansas Derby is the one last major points race. You got Concert Tour, who's kind of the lead candidate for Team Baffert now. He won the Rebel Stakes over this same track at Hot Springs, Arkansas, in impressive fashion. He'll probably be 2-5 or maybe even less at post time. I think everybody is looking for a coronation more than a race. You know, things have a way of surprising you from time to time.
Okay, so Concert Tour, obviously going to be the big favorite. As we said, a field of six. How do you size this one up?
Well, I don't think you can play the race really strongly or sternly or with much conviction because the odds are going to be so dramatically skewed towards Concert Tour, and I don't think you can try to beat him. I think he's really, really good. I think he obviously is good over that track already. And Baffert has done quite well through the years at Oaklawn Park. But I'll be more interested in how this really relates to the Derby. And it's an interesting race to watch, Buzzy, as opposed to a gambling event for me. I really want to see Cotto River return to his racing style, which is go right out to the front. And you know, for some reason, he was throttled back in the Rebel, and he didn't like it. He didn't like, raiding off of the lead, which Concert Tour took it right to the front. And so I expect that Brad Cox's horse, Cotto River, for John Ed Anthony, will be reverting back to his style of racing, and that's to, you know, juice early and hit that gas pedal and go right to the lead. And I want to see him eyeball this horse when it comes to real race time and see what Cotto River has. That's my real interest in the race, Buzzy. I think Cotto River could be some decent odds. And I'm probably going to look at, I probably will have a wager down and I'm going to play those two together, Cotto River and Concert Tour, but I'm really looking for a big rebound performance out of Cotto River.
Okay. So, you've got that from Gene on the $1 million Arkansas Derby. Of course, all his picks from Keeneland as well, that you can find them at only one spot right on the Press Box LTS. And remember, run on by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Check it out. Open and rolling right now. And find out how you can be a part of the excitement at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, whether the ponies are running or not. The Press Box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casinos, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOV, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's to you and yours. Have a great weekend. It's going to be gorgeous. Hope it's a relaxing one. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And I look forward to seeing you soon as we prepare and get down to the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Let's go. Love you, my friend.
See you, brother. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.